Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And now, for Browns fans around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England!
It was super necessary.
Can you hear me now, mate?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I've got you through.
Good. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me. Really appreciate it. So let's jump right into it then. So for those who are just tuning in, I'm joined by Furkan the Lion Chima, just signed with Cage Warriors, which we'll come on to in just a little bit. But how I like to start these normally is just nice and simple. How did you get started in MMA?
So I got started, I think, roughly around 2013. My cousin, he actually opened a gym and it was established as an MMA gym. And then down the line, probably a year or two into it, he decided to close that down and go for an ABA boxing gym. From that point, I decided to go elsewhere and start learning mixed martial arts just because I paid quite a bit of interest towards it. So yeah, it kicked off from a family gym, and then ever since I've continued from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a late start for you in the sport, wasn't it? Like, especially to consider, you know, where you are now. You know, just as I mentioned, signed to Cage Warriors, you fought in one to start it so late. I mean, it's quite an achievement, really.
Yeah, 100%. I think I started around, I think I was 21 years old, 20, something around there. So I did start pretty late. And again, I didn't really have much experience, fight experience, etc. So yeah, it's quite, I'm really pleased of, you know, how things have come for me. And, you know, I'm really grateful for the opportunities that have come by. And yeah, hopefully more to come, fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. Was there ever anything you'd thought of prior to that? Like, had you been in like any boxing gyms or anything like that before you started MMA?
To be honest with you, yeah, I used to like box a little bit, but not too much. It was more or less, you know, I used to just hit pads here and there, nothing really like into it. My younger brother, he actually was quite a successful amateur boxer. My elder brother used to do a bit of kickboxing, but yeah, it wasn't something that I really too into. It was just more or less I kind of got into it just because of family members being involved.
Yeah, yeah. So the nickname then, the Lion, where did that come from?
That actually came from my current manager, Carl Methen. He actually got that because he mentioned, like, well, previously to like my amateur fights, he says, "You're such a calm, chilled out person, really relaxed." And he says, "All of a sudden when you fight, you have like a switch and something turns and then you just turn into like a lion." So yeah, he got that name. So yeah, ever since stuck by that.
Yeah, it's a good one. It sticks, like, doesn't it? So looking at last year, you only had the two fights. Would you have liked to have been more active last year?
Yeah, it was quite difficult because, as you know, I was with one championship, and there were a lot of like lack of communication. There were times when I was told, you know, I might be fighting, and then I was told I won't be fighting, and obviously the COVID period happened as well, so it was quite a difficult situation where I wasn't sure, you know, where I was, and I wasn't sure what to do. And then, yeah, it was just one of them things where, unfortunately, I didn't know what was going on. And, it was back and forth. I was told I will be fighting soon. And then all of a sudden, I was told, right, no, you won't be fighting. And it was just, it was kind of a little mess about, really. And that kind of delayed a lot of things. And then eventually, I did manage to compete on one. And then also, I competed on like a local show. But yeah, it wasn't as active, but yeah, I got two in.
Yeah, it's surprising. I mean, it's surprising to hear that about one, really, because the biggest promotion that part of the world, and like the people I've spoke to have been there before. You never really heard of anything like that happening with them. So it's quite surprising to hear, I must admit.
To be honest, it was quite difficult because, like I said, I used to go through my management as well. So, there were a lot of like mixed messages always coming across. And at that time, it wasn't Carl who was actually managing me. It was a different manager. And during that period, it was a pretty difficult period because that particular manager was telling me, "You'll be fighting so and so period. Please get ready, blah blah blah." And then when I did actually get prepared, then I was told, "Oh no, it won't be happening here. It won't be
Nice
happening
rest.
then." And then it kind of like just demotivated me, and I was kind of like on a bit of a spiral where sometimes I'll be training and then I'll be knocked back, and then it'll kind of demotivate me. And from there, that's when I decided to leave that management and decided to join Carl. And then when I joined Carl, like I said, I got the fight in one championship and continued from there. So I can't specifically say it was anything to do with one themselves. It was between my previous manager and one. They were having the discussions, but from what I was told, it was quite a lot of miscommunication, and I don't know who was giving the wrong messages at that point.
Right, okay. I mean that makes sense, I suppose. Outside of obviously the sort of miscommunication and things like that, what was the experience like of fighting on one? Because obviously I know they do things different in terms of like the weight cutting and things like that, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was quite like I said, it's brilliant to fight on under one championship banner. At that point, I remember I was told, "We've got you an opponent. It's going to be a welterweight, which is middleweight in the one championship category.
Nice.
Sorry, it's the lightweight at the one championship category." And I was like prepared for it, start preparing. I was like, I accepted the opponent. You're quite an experienced opponent, but I accepted it because obviously it's a big opportunity. And I start preparing, and then that got kind of like cancelled probably within 2 weeks of it possibly being confirmed. Then they offered me another opponent from US, that again I accepted. I was like, look, I'm ready to fight anyone, it's a big opportunity, I'll take it, it don't matter. Same again with that one. Somehow something happened and that got thrown out the window. And then I got offered the opponent that I actually fought against, but it was at a bigger weight category, which was in the UK division middleweight,
Nice.
which was welterweight in one championship, which is the 83.9 banner. And I took it, and I competed against this undefeated opponent who was pretty more active than myself. I think he competed already two fights within that period. So he was pretty active. And I just took that opponent and fought against him. So yeah, the weight cut itself, actually, to be honest with you, when I actually did the weight cut, it was pretty comfortable for myself. And I passed the hydration test, and yeah, I felt pretty good for that. So I felt quite strong at that weight category. So I'm thinking possibly for Cage Warriors, I might stick to middleweight,
All right,
but
okay.
I'm gonna see how it works within the next month or two, and see how my weight fluctuates and see how I
Yeah.
work around it.
Yeah. So, I mean, under the one banner, you were able to get a fight in at the Lumpini Boxing Stadium, obviously very iconic stadium. Despite, obviously, I know you come away with a loss, unfortunately, but despite the result, is that still something you can look back on proudly?
Yeah, definitely. I think for myself, it was one of them fights where I think it was just lack of experience and time, unfortunately, because like I said, I was out for 2 years, and I
Nice.
felt a lot of times when I was competing against my opponent, there are a few times where you know, I wasn't active enough. There were times where, you know, my reactions wasn't as quick. But again, I didn't think the fight were out of the picture. It was quite a close, balanced fight. I think it was quite close, the fight itself. But again, I think activity was the reason why, unfortunately, I didn't get it on my side. But yeah, I think it was a great experience. It was good to just get that feel again, because when I previously to that fought and won in Singapore, that was like, I think it was 5 or 6 days notice fight I took in Singapore.
Wow.
And it was a big stadium, and that was something that kind of like, it was kind of a bit of a shock going into from competing in front of like 500 to 700 people, going into a stadium that were roughly around 14,000 to 15,000. And this time when I fought on Lupini, it was like, I think it was, the capacity is around 12,000 or 10,000, something like that. And it was pretty packed, and I wanted to experience that again to see this time how mentally I'm going to cope with it. And I felt comfortable, so I kind of realized, you know what, I think, you know, I can fit in stadiums like that and compete against stadiums like that. So it was pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah. Despite the result in that fight, obviously you mentioned, you know, it was a close fight and could have gone either way. The level of competition in one is some of the best in the world.
Yeah.
Again, despite the result, how much confidence does that give you in your own abilities, knowing that you've gone the distance with somebody of like that high caliber?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, from that fight, I've learned a lot about myself. And you just have to take the positives from it. You know, like I said, for me, I think, you know, I lost fairly. I think my opponent did edge that fight, so I have to accept that. But again, I learned a lot about myself in that fight. There were things that I changed within the training regime, and there were things that I felt much stronger than before. So I remember fighting the first time on one, even though it was like a 6 days notice fight, my wrestling wasn't as strong. And I remember in that fight, even though I did have quite a drenched and difficult weight cut, because obviously it was within 6 days notice period and I felt pretty weak, I felt my wrestling could have been better and it wasn't as good. Where this time when I fought and won, I prepared a lot on defensive wrestling, and it kind of worked for me a lot. So there were a lot of positives I took from that fight. And like I said, even though I lost, you know, it's something that I've accepted and something that I've learned from, and I'll take on in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned you managed to get a fight in locally last year as well.
You
won that in 16 seconds.
Yeah.
How does that set you up for going into this year, do you think?
It doesn't really, to be honest with you, because unfortunately, like I said, with that particular fight, it wasn't as classed as a win on Tapology. I'm not sure if you've seen that.
Yeah,
so I feel as if that were quite hard done by that, because when we got offered this particular opponent for this local show, his record was 4 wins and 6 losses. But if you look at his experience, he's fought on Bellator twice. So for me, when this got offered to my coach, me and my coach spoke about it, and we were like, yeah, let's take this, because obviously I've lost on one twice. And I thought, evenly, this is going to be a good fight for me to take on. And obviously, I beat the opponent within 16 seconds or so. And unfortunately, Tapology didn't recognize that as a win. So that was quite disheartening, to be honest with you, because I put a lot of hard work into that. We did send an email across to Tapology just to obviously see why that happened. And unfortunately, they didn't really give a positive response. So just moved on from there. So it's quite disheartening, because really my record should be 5-2, which it is on Sherdog.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's 3-2 because Tapology twice have not accepted them 2 wins. And it's pretty disheartening, because when you put so much hard work into something like this, and you know, to kind of get treated like that, it's quite difficult. So to take on, but again, you just move on.
Yeah, I mean, Tapology, I know they're not great, are they? Let's be honest. I think, you know, you look at some of the more local fighters and things like that, and there's fights missing. I've spoken to fighters and gone, oh, your record's this, and they've gone, oh no, it's, and give us about 10 extra fights and things like that. So Tapology are just very funny, I think, with it. I think there's a lot of flaws with Tapology, and Like you say, you should be sitting here 5-2, not 3-2.
Yeah, I think like even like I says, I've never really spoke about topology because the first time they did it, which was on a show called FCC, where literally my opponent pulled out the night before the fight. I did my weight cut and my opponent didn't turn up, pulled out, whatever. And then they offered me a couple of opponents. Well, they offered my coach at that time a couple of opponents. And them particular opponents we refused because their record was very poor. Unfortunately, I know it was last minute. And then they managed to find somebody who was 0-3-0, but he had quite a big experience in boxing and bare knuckle.
Nice.
And we thought, okay, the record, okay, it's not positive, but he hadn't fought for a couple of years in MMA. He's focused on BKB. So we thought maybe, it'll be a good fight and it should be fine. And again, with that particular fight, even though I wasn't really happy with the fight, I think it was like a short distance fight, maybe 10 seconds or so. Topology didn't accept that, which again wasn't my fault at all because I got offered opponent last minute. So really, that wasn't my job. My job was to fight. And unfortunately, I got offered an opponent as a last minute substitute, more or less. And then obviously, they had the situation in Bradford when I competed in Combat Challenge. So it is really disheartening because I think, like with topology, is like it's possibly some people who are sat in the background that probably don't compete in MMA and they don't see how much hard work fighters go through. And like I said, it's pretty difficult because, like in one, for example, and one will be the witness to this, the matchmakers will be the witness. When they've offered me fights, I've accepted them. I've not even really looked at the record because of the opportunity. So I don't really fear. Or, I look for certain opponents. For me, is if I get told, right, you're fighting so and so, I'll accept it. I won't decline it. And I think this is the main reason why when I spoke to my manager, I said, right, I can't be fighting on these local shows because it looks like topology are not letting me get through. Unfortunately, they're kind of like, putting me on a downfall, by, hindering my record. And all my hard work kind of goes to waste. So I said to him, look, you know what? I need to fight, at a good organization. I need to be on a good organization because I can't be doing this anymore. And at that point, within like a few days, my manager got back to me and said, right, Cage Warriors are going to sign you and you're going to be going across them. And I was happy because I know once I'm with a reputable organization, no offense to the other organization, but I know once I'm with a reputable organization, I won't have any of this headache. And that's what I don't want.
Now,
So, yeah.
when you're in somewhere like Cage Warriors, there's no
Yeah.
question in NSD, but like you say, that other opponent he'd fought on Bellator. So I mean, what more is there
Yeah.
to question about him? But like you say, you've moved on. You've managed to turn it into a positive, and
Yeah.
the Cage Warriors deal's come about now. So, just were there any other offers on the table, or was it just solely Cage Warriors, or are you not too sure?
I'm not sure. It was pretty quick, to be honest with you. So, like, when I had the conversation with my manager saying, look, you know what? You're going to have to, look for a bigger organization for myself. Like I says, all the shows that I've fought on have always been professionally run. But again, unfortunately, when it comes to opponent pulling out or searching for opponents, there's only a certain amount they can locate. And this is why I said to my manager, look, I need to find a reputable organization. He did say to me at that point, there will be organizations that will snap you up just because of you competing on one and the experience that you have. And literally, like I said, it was within like 24 hours or so, you come back to the Cage Warriors are going to take you and you'll be signing five fights with them. And of course, obviously, I couldn't refuse Cage Warriors, so I accepted it at the earliest opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, great that it's a good deal for you as well. Five fighters is fantastic. So, do you feel like this is exactly where you need to be right now in your career?
Definitely. Like I said, Cage Warriors is a huge organization. And I think, like from what happened, obviously, going back in August with the situation with Topology as well, it kind of demotivated me. I was kind of at a stage where, I was just really frustrated. And, like it's hard, sometimes to take in because, when you're on a high and you're thinking, right, finally, I've got a win now. Let's look forward. Let's see what opportunities come by. And then that to be taken away for you is really difficult to take on, especially of the hard work that you put into it. So, This was just a good new chapter to open for myself and to look ahead. And, I'm really looking forward to fighting under the Cagewise banner. As you know, Cagewise is a big organization, and, I'm really grateful for them to give me the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think it, like I say, it's a massive organization. I think certainly to a UK audience, it's the biggest promotion in Europe. And obviously it puts you sort of right in the window for UFC potentially one day. So it's definitely the right place to be. Have you got any dates in mind or that you'd like to be sort of debuting for them?
I think, again, it's not really been set in stone, but potentially I think it may be around May, possibly, just because Ramadan's coming close by as well. So the show's for, of course, March. April's too soon for me. So possibly May or further on in the future, but it'll be soon. I think it'll be soon, and I've just started preparing anyways and starting getting myself into shape.
Yeah, that's good. I think you've got a show in Newcastle, I think, is it in May? So
There is, yeah, so potentially,
that's not a bad one for you to get on, hopefully.
yeah, definitely, definitely.
So to sort of move slightly in a different direction for a moment. So obviously on Tapology and things like that, you're representing Pakistan. South Asian representation in the UK in sport, I feel is quite low. But I feel like we are seeing a rise in that in MMA. How important is it for you to be able to represent Pakistan on a global level?
No, it's great. Like I says, I am British, born, Pakistani. I think the whole Pakistan banner come from fighting on, competing on one championship. But obviously, I am British also. So just to be under the Britain banner and also the Pakistani banner, it's huge for myself. It's good because obviously my heritage is Pakistani, but then also we've got British as well. So just to represent both, it's fantastic. And like I said, for me, it's not about a representation. Obviously, it's more for me. It's more about just being a role model and being positive. And like I said, even in competing, I myself as a person, I'm not somebody who's like I would say like an aggressive person or someone who's, like the macho MMA fighter, etc. For me, it's more about I use mixed martial arts to kind of like pr promote positivity and kind of promote being a good role model. And like I said, even in my fights that I've had, I've always tried conducting myself as a professional and always to promote positivity. And that's what I use it for. So for me, that's my main priority as a human being, as a person, to kind of just make sure I promote rightfully the right things and always just be a positive effect towards all communities.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful to hear. I mean, I think you hear it a lot with MMA, sort of like it's all about respect, leave your ego at the door and things like that. And it seems, that you've certainly taken those mantras, if you like, very, you hold them very sort of close to your heart.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So what I like to get people to do as well, is just give a few shout outs. So what I was asking, just give a shout out to your coaches at AVT and then a shout out to any sponsors if you've got any you want to give a shout out to.
Yeah, 100%. Like I says, big shout out to AVT. I've been with AVT for a while, and my coach Jay Furness, is fantastic. He's always giving me advice and giving me support in training. And like I said, we're looking forward to the journey ahead alongside with Danny Mitchell and the other coaches. And again, with my team members, who are always helping me develop and get better. We've got a really good positive atmosphere. And it's good to see, at AVT itself, like we've got just recently last night, we had Tom Crosby compete on Octagon. And we've got quite a few other professional fighters that are just ready to start competing on some big shows. So we've got a good buzz going on, good atmosphere. Alongside AVT, we've got Sweatbox Studio. Again, former AVT coach David Saar. The guys there are really good. There's some good kickboxing sparring going on at the moment. Just recently I sparred with Mike DAKC, Aaron Slimani, we've got Shaq, so we've got some good sparring partners there as well. So that's really good and positive. And again, big shout out to my sponsors. So my main sponsor is Dents. Dents have always been supporting me from day one. It's a good friend of mine, Asim, who's been supporting me and more. Both of them have been really supporting me from the beginning. So big shout out to them. Shout out to Natural Remedy. Again, another sponsor who's been with me from day one. And also we've got EFWU who have also been supporting me as well. So I've got quite a big bunch of sponsors. Also a big shout out to Pakido. Pakido are a representation that I represent in Pakistan. It's a local, well, in fact, they're actually growing now. It's an MMA team based in Pakistan. It's actually an MMA team based in our village area in Pakistan where we live. So I always like to represent them and try promoting them as much as possible as well. So, yeah, big shout out to everybody sponsoring and also my coaches and training partners. And a big shout out to yourself as well, super necessary. You know, I appreciate you just giving me the time and opportunity to come onto your podcast, and I really appreciate you reaching out as well.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I mean, that's you know, if I can help push fighters in any little way at all, then that's what we do this for. The UK, you know, we've got so many great athletes in the country. It we don't get enough spotlight. So,
yeah,
if I can help, I will do.
And I've just remembered now as well, just can't forget him, Carl Methen, HD Fight Management, my manager. You know, honestly, he's a great guy. Again, you know, he's helped me a lot in my amateur days. And, you know, it's just good to be back with him and back under his banner. You know, he's a good friend, and he's always supporting me as well. So big shout out to him as well. And again, yeah, just joining Cage Warriors as well. Shout out to them, you know, for them to just give me the opportunity. So there's so many people I can shout out to, so many organizations. But yeah, I appreciate everyone that's helping me in this journey.
Yeah, not a good one. Just to move back to sort of AVT and Sweatbox, you mentioned obviously there's, you know, a lot of good fighters making the jump to some good shows coming up and things like that. Is there anyone in particular we should be looking out for that we may not have seen much of yet?
Honestly, you know what, like at AVT there's so many fighters and I'll have a big list and I don't really want to be disrespectful and miss somebody out, but you know, AVT is a place to be, honestly. Like so many fighters, you know, we've got like a bunch of fighters. Like we've got Malik is actually going to be going on to PFL. He'll be competing on there. We've got so many fighters. Like, again, Tom just competed yesterday on Octagon. We've got Tommy Hawthorne. Tommy Hawthorne is due to be fighting on Cage Warriors. We've got Oscar Arnsworth. He just fought on PFL. We've got Robbie Kennedy. Robbie Kennedy is going to be fighting on FCC. We've got so many fighters, honestly. There's a big list of them. But yeah, it's a good unit, good team, and everyone's, you know, just preparing and getting ready for a big year. Alongside with Sweatbox, we've got Adam Slimani, who'll be competing on Saturday, I believe. He's got a K1 bout coming on. So big shout out to him. And again, it's same at Sweatbox, you've got Shaq. And then just recently, they've got Mark Diakasey coming over, Scott Ascombe. So there's a lot of fighters coming over there as well. And yeah, it's just, I'm around good, positive people. And everyone's just, you know, looking ahead for their journey and preparing. And hopefully we all help each other. And yeah, hopefully have a good year this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So completely off topic, but I noticed you put a story up about Leeds yesterday, Leeds United getting the win. Are you confident of getting the promotion first time?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're going to do it. It's been a pretty, it's been a tough one with Leeds United. It's been up and down with us, but I've always been a big Leeds fan. And yeah, I'm pretty confident we're going to do it this year. I think we're going to come up, but we're going to be stronger. A funny story about the last game of the season when we played in Premier League. I think it was the last game or in one of the games right towards the end of the season. I had a funny story where I actually bought some tickets of somebody that was selling some tickets, and he says to me, "Right, you're gonna there's a tickets available for the game against Tottenham." And I think it was out. We had two games remaining, and we had to beat Tottenham just to kind of have a chance to survive in the Premier League. So I bought these tickets, not knowing what I've done. You know, so what I did was I bought these tickets, Took my dad. I says, right, dad, I've got some tickets for a Leeds United game. We're playing against Tottenham. My dad, right, excited. He says, oh, brilliant, let's go. Put a Leeds United top on. Soon as we got to Elland Road, they start directing me. I was saying, oh, where's this, you know, where's this stand, etc. And they start directing me. So, you know, it's on the other side. Walk there. Got there, and they're looking at my dad, funny. And they says to my dad, they says, you've got Leeds United top on, but you've actually got Tottenham tickets. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm scratching my head, thinking, oh, this is not good at all. And my dad's like, no, the Leeds United tickets. And obviously, somehow on these tickets, you can't recognise if they were Tottenham or Leeds. It just had the stand number. They're like, no, this is Tottenham, so you're going to have to change your top. So luckily enough, my brother-in-law didn't live far away. I rang my brother-in-law. He came, gave my dad a top. And we went into support Leeds. But unfortunately, we had to be the Tottenham fans. We actually got hammered. I think we lost 4-1 or something like that. And it was quite awkward. But I said to my dad, you know what? Let's just start celebrating for Tottenham because Leeds are going down. We're going. That was a bit of an experience for us. But yeah, I'm a big Leeds fan. And whenever I can get hold of tickets, I'll get them and get going. But yeah, I just had that bad experience when we were in Premier League, unfortunately, against Tottenham. And we got hammered and got relegated.
I mean, as much as you want your team to win, that's probably the one situation where you're probably a little bit glad that they're getting battered. So,
yeah, we got hammered, obviously, we got hammered, but we just celebrated Leeds just going down. We thought, right, it's time for us to go down. And yeah, why not celebrate with Tottenham?
Yeah, no, I think yours will come back up. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan, so we owe you. You're the last team to beat us at Anfield so far. So, we owe you one. You need to come back up. So, no, I think you'll do it. I think the three teams who come down, I'll end up going back up, to be honest. But no, he's got a good manager, Daniel Farr. He knows what he's doing. Got his playing good football. And so, yeah, looking forward to seeing you back again.
The football's amazing. Like the way Leeds are playing now, the attacking style, and the way we're just starting to play. And it's just good to see Bamford as well. He's starting to shine again. So it's really good. But I know with Liverpool situation, the manager's going to be leaving end of the season. Anyone particular that you would prefer to manage Liverpool?
Xabi Alonso is the only man I can think of that I wanted. But I think anyone we get, unless it was Pep, everyone's a downgrade. So just got to wait and see how it plays out and support the new manager, no matter what.
Yeah, of course. I remember watching Liverpool when they used to have Julio and Benitez. They were the days to watch. Yeah, they were exciting football. Yeah,
I just always remember game against Leeds. Mark Viduka scored 4.
You beat us
4-3.
Yeah,
just didn't seem real at the time.
Yeah, I remember that as well. Yeah, some good games actually. But I like Liverpool, to be honest with you. I think Liverpool are similar to Leeds, where you've got a very solid fan base. And like I said, when you go to Leeds, the atmosphere is amazing. Like, and I know with Liverpool, like watching some of the live games, the atmosphere there is amazing. And, you know, you can see a lot of pride with the fans. And it's good. It's good to see, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Leeds were getting massive crowds in League One, where they saw the very passionate supporters, and you got to respect that.
No, definitely.
Right then, so to finish off then, mate, just in general for you, what's the goal for 2024 now that you signed with Cage Warriors?
Be active, definitely want to be active. But with the Cage Warriors contract, it's 5 fights within 18 months. So I know it's going to be a pretty active contract. But yeah, the main goal is to get some wins under my belt and see how it goes from there. Like I said, I'm happy to be with Cage Warriors. It seems like it's a very straightforward organisation to deal with. My manager's spoken really well of them as well. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to just be back on a big show and hopefully get some wins now and, you know, change things around. And from there, look ahead. I can't plan anything ahead. Main goal is get them wins and, put on some good fights, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing when you do announce your first fight with them. Sure to be a great occasion. And I'd say, hopefully for you, it is the Newcastle show. Seems like a good starting point. Good arena as well, if it does end up being in Newcastle for you. So be a good show for you. But just want to thank you again for your time today, mate. I know it's not always ideal on a Sunday, but I really do appreciate it.
No, again, I appreciate yourself just reaching out to me. Like I said, it's just good to get a bit back to normality and hopefully get on a few more podcasts. But like I said, I really appreciate you messaging me and appreciate your support. And yeah, I'm thankful for you to giving me that time as well.
My pleasure, mate. Absolute honour. Well, look, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll get this out as soon as possible. But yeah, look forward to seeing the fight news announced, hopefully in the next few weeks.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take it easy, mate.
You too. Thank you, mate.
It was super necessary.
Go now.